In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Verse 14.
Let's take any love.
Have your Bible opened? Thank you, sir. Psalm 90, verse 14.
Fear no, let's say one year.
We need microphone, please. That's a yellow no.
Fear no, let's say one year. Nekutukutu. Fear what you lay, my yo. Ati ki inu wa ki o le ma dun ni ojo wa gbogbo.
Oh, satisfy us.
Fi te wa lorun.
The writer said, oh, it was a realization.
O je isiniye.
Oh, I was 10 years old yesterday.
Mo soro lana.
I was 10 years old yesterday.
Okay, mo je omo odun me wa lana. No name, Omadokoji Odun. Oh, say wa lorun ni kutukutu.
So that,
tori ki o ma ba.
So that our days will be filled with joy.
Ojo aye, ojo wa ki o le funfun aye.
I want you to pray this evening. That we may rejoice and be glad. All of our days. Pray one prayer. Can you rise up on your feet? The writer realized. It's not enough for God to show you mercy. It's not enough for God to show you mercy. It's important that He show you mercy on time.
Oh, ashe pataki ko fi han fun o ni akoko.
Oh, I'm not a baby anymore. Satisfy me
early.
With your mercy. Because a time will come. If you show me that mercy, time will not allow me to enjoy it. I can buy a whole turkey to fill up all my refrigerator, but doctor say meat is not important again.
Mole ra to ki to po do to lo to lo ki ti kono freezer mi sugbon awon ni mo le ra so wi pe mi o gbodo je be
ko not to build a duplex
for my dito keyan kole alaja gogoro ani ile nla gbagbara.
If there's no land that will take you to the upstairs, that house is as good as useless.
Ti ko ba si ese ti e ti go se de ori ile yen, ile yen ko wa lasan.
I need to cry to God tonight.
Oh, I don't go to
Batacla. Satisfy me with thy mercy.
It's important to marry on time.
Satisfy us early.
There are times you tell people I'm going to America, they just walk away and see what you are saying does not make any sense.
If I mean what you're putting about me, no, no, you go. I will work out with of you tomorrow.
I'm going to London.
Not in London
to see my grandchild.
O fellow woman, mommy. O shepataka wuyi.
But when you are in your prime age,
when your mate
is struggling in life, and you look at your time, I said, by this time tomorrow I should be in the US. I have a meeting in Paris next tomorrow. I'm meeting with the Prime Minister of UK by next week. Oh my God, it's more interesting at that time.
There's
a time you can get in and get out any country. It makes sense because you still have the energy.
Àwọn ìgbàkan wà tó jẹ́ wípé o lè wọlé o lè jáde ní àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè oríṣiríṣi nítorí kò sí lókun.
Very soon,
láìpẹ́,
doctors will tell you.
Àwọn dókítà
wí fún ọ. It's not healthy to sit down for 2 hours without moving around.
Wọ́n sọ pé kò dára fún ọ pẹ̀lú ọjọ́ orí rẹ láti jẹ́ kó pẹ́ ní wákàtí méjì.
From here to US, sometimes it takes you 23 hours. Sometimes it takes you 20 hours. It depends on whatever state you are getting into. And you can stay there. London, 6 hours. Dubai, 6 hours. And doctors say you can't sit down for 2 hours. So they will advise you, mommy, ejoko ema travel.
So they put
it on the show, but you can't enjoy it.
Oh, I'm begging you, but I'll bet.
Somebody says, Father, in the name of Jesus, satisfy me early with your mercy. Oh, your prayer, now prayer, now prayer. Cry. It's not enough. Pray. That the Lord should satisfy us early. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We don't have time. Pray it once again. And then go and continue the prayer at home. Alakogo. So I get out of
my very short.
Tabati Pare, Adua, Inia Koko, Tabati Dele, and Lotuba. It's not enough for God to show you mercy.
Oh, Tito, you're not about to be a
He must show you that mercy on time.
Oh, Bodo, Shetankan, Kofiho, need to go out of water.
Nabotas is, he has nothing than the vineyard his father left for him.
Nabotas, for name come me, you are by Janati Babare, you see that. For name come me.
God was watching. When Ahab was planning to take the garden, and Jezebel said, don't worry, why are you worrying yourself? I'll kill him. Don't worry, we'll take the garden.
Jezebel is sinning.
And God was watching. While they were planning to take the life of Naboth, God did not stop him. God did not fight for him. When he died, and they took his garden, then God said, I will demand for the blood of Naboth. May God not revenge your blood.
Amen.
I don't want that kind of revenge. When God will fight for you when you die, that's not good. That's not good. I want you to pray for the last time.
Oh, Bale, come.
Say, Father,
Baba,
louder.
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, satisfy me early with your mercy, that I will rejoice all my days. Open your mouth and pray now. Pray. Shabbat Hatifa, Lehina Moshi Toliakapa, and
children. You need to have them on time. It's not enough to prosper. You need to prosper on time. Please pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for you that the Lord will show you mercy on time. He will show your children mercy on time. He will show your family mercy on time. Your children, they will enjoy this mercy. The mercy will come when you can enjoy it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ? I say celebrate Jesus. I say celebrate Jesus. I say celebrate Jesus. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Celebrate Him better. For helping us to see the 29th anniversary of Christ's own convention. He has kept Baba alive. He has kept Mama alive. He has kept you alive. Come on, celebrate Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want you to also celebrate with me. My spiritual parents. My father in the Lord and my mother in the Lord.
Baba mi ati iya mi ninu Oluwa.
Prophet and Pastor Mrs. Jai Jesus, please celebrate them
Baba
for me.
Baba ati
celebrate them for me.
Jesus.
I appreciate this privilege.
Money at our party to come.
I appreciate it. I appreciate this privilege. Momariri Anfani.
Okay. Momariri Anfani.
Amen.
Amen.
Please, can you celebrate yourself for coming?
Ejeki Admoriri Arawano Biashiwa.
Can you celebrate this great man of God who are here? Celebrate this man of God. Amen.
Amen.
I also have some people who have determined that I must not fail in ministry. They bow their knee every day. They did not mind my age. They only celebrate the grace. I want to appreciate those who are interceding on my behalf. There are more, but I have two elderly women among them. Mama Awe and Mama Rachel, please celebrate this woman for me.
You are welcome.
Please celebrate them for me. Celebrate them.
We
are Rachel, Dide, Dario. Please celebrate them. Look at them. They are as old as my grandmother, but they pray every day. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. You can sit down. God bless you. Sweet Holy Spirit, tonight we commit this meeting to you again. Do wonders. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Quickly.
Jeremiah.
For those who have asked for the messages, every man of God or woman of God who has ministered, by Sunday, all the messages will be available for anybody who wants it.
Sunday,
No, we are not even selling. It's free.
Okay. Fun eni keni ti o ba fe only of Benny Oluwa fe fun wa.
Both that of our daddy.
Lati ori ibere lati ti baba wa.
And our mommy.
Ati momo wa.
And the pastor from Ogbomoso.
Ati awon baba wa lati Ogbomoso.
And other ministers of God who will join.
Gbogbo iyan ranse Olorun ti won ti sise ranse.
We have recorded all the messages.
Ani gbogbo awon oro yi lati gba sile.
And we are making sure that all of you have it either on your phone or somehow.
As you will pay any kind of oil to pay for the phone at this moment.
Jeremiah chapter 9:23. Thank you.
You will Jeremiah request and say, Keta Lilogun.
Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But he that was glory, verse 24. Let him glory in this one thing.
What's
happening? I see Jeremiah 9:24. Let not the rich man glory, but he that shall glory. Let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which is exercising loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said the Lord.
Ki o se ninu eyi pe oun ni oye o si mo mi pe emi ni Oluwa ti se anu ati idajo ati ododo ni aye nitori inu mi dun ninu ohun yi ni Oluwa wi.
Now day before yesterday I started a series
ni ojia mo bere isise ntele awon oro kan.
And in part one, my teaching on the Lord of Lords.
Ni abala akoko ibutu ikeko mi ni ori oba Oluwa awon Oluwa.
I was able to establish clearly.
Mo fi dide re mole fun wa.
That it's not just enough to walk with God, we need to understand him.
Be ko to lati le ma ba Olorun rin nikan, so ma gbodo ni imoye re.
And the reason why prayers are not answered is because we don't know who we are praying to.
Idi ti awon adura ki wa fi je gbigba ni wipe a o mo eni ti a n gba adura.
We don't know him.
A o mo.
But he said,
so
he that shall glory, verse 24. Let him glory in one thing.
And you know about shogo in one.
That he know me.
Be oh mom.
And he understand me.
Oh si ni oye me.
Because God is often misunderstood.
Oh mi bo opolopo igba ni a ma nse Olorun tumo.
Please come, sir. If I pray for you. And in the name of Jesus, you will go to prison. Will you say amen? Will you say amen? Answer me now. Will you say amen, sir? But you want to be prime minister like Joseph. But you don't want to say amen to prison. And the only way to that palace to be a prime minister is to go through the prison. The only way for Joseph to leave his father and his mother and his siblings and become a prime minister without certificate, without political history, without any influence in the government, he should go through slavery to prison, then to palace.
Oh, no, because you know, Latin,
but you don't want to say amen.
The more of it, Sammy.
So God said, let him who is wise delight in your wise wisdom. Let him who is rich
Don't delight in your riches. What you should be delighted in is that you understand me. And you know me. Because many people on the planet Earth always misunderstand God. While I was serving my father and the Lord here, I have no any other life. This year will come, that's no agenda. I was busy serving like somebody who has no future. Not knowing that every process of what seemed to be a delay was my making. Glory that you know me. Because I'm the one. I am the one who hides joy inside pain. I am the one who hides joy inside pain.
Who hides joy?
Hides joy.
Okay, who hides joy inside pain?
Yes. So when you are going through those pains, if you don't understand me, you will react.
Oh,
and I'm the Lord. I don't owe you explanation. So let's see that glory. Even if he has nothing, I just want him to say, I know God. I want to be sure you understand the way I reason. Because I'm the one who can watch you until you get to the sea. And until you have gotten to your weak end before the sea, I will not make the sea to pass. You must understand me. Because I will tell you, when you get to Jordan, that don't look for boats. Because there's no boat that can tow on that water. Don't even try to swim, because you will die there. But I will tell you, when you get to Jordan, Jordan will not open. Until you lift your leg, it will not open. Until you step on it, that's when it will open. So will you trust me enough if I say enter this water? Let him glory.
And to man shogo.
In that he understands.
O gusto ko nilo yung pe o mommy.
Mommy.
O mommy.
This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. The entire Israelites hear this announcement in Jordan. God spoke with audible voice. This is my beloved son. I am well pleased in him. After that, my son,
you know,
I just announced you.
And
you are my beloved son. Even though you are related to me, now,
you
know what you will do? Enter the wilderness.
Oh, yeah, Lord, you know, I get you.
I thought you
he just announced me to the people.
Ah, mo pe sese polongo ni fun gbogbo awon eyan ni.
That's what he did with Jesus.
Nkan to se pelu
Jesus. After the announcement,
ni eni to polongo re.
The next thing that happened to Jesus was the wilderness.
O ti o pele na ni ki Jesus lo sinu aginjo.
If it were you,
to ba je wo ni.
Why would say, mama, se mo le ba yin soro?
Mama, can I speak to you?
The Lord said to me,
Oluwa sọ fun mi pe,
yes, answer your prayer.
O ti dan madura yin.
Yes, make a way for you.
O le ti lana fun yin.
And you get back home.
Ti wa pada dele.
They gave you sack letter.
On wa ni, o to get ki, on ba fun oni we gbele e.
And God just spoke.
Olorun ti fe soro.
That I have made a way for you.
E won lana fun o.
If you don't know him,
to ba mo,
you will jump up again.
Your foot did they come?
Oluwa!
And you begin to shout,
God. And God said, that is unbelief. Because if I'm making my way, it is not your way. My style is not your style. The way I lift people is that I'll bring them down first and make them useless. Then I'll pick of the pieces and make a beauty out of it. You know, the Japanese, they have a culture. Anytime their mug or plate breaks, they guide it with all diligence. You know why? Because broken plate in Japan, in China, is more expensive than the one that has not broken. You know why? They said that any plate that breaks, they amend the brokenness by using liquid gold to seal it together. So when you see this car, you see the treasure. Because they believe that that plate has labored.
What is she has really worked.
And it was when it was working that it broke. So broken pitchers, broken plates, broken mugs are more expensive in the Asian world than the ones that are still new.
Awon ife mumi awo tabi ate to fo ni aye igba ni won ma won ni awon ilu yen awon to si sise ti o ti fo.
So God breaks you,
Olorun wa wo e pale,
remold you with virtue.
O ma wa tun ero pelu isura.
Do you understand him to that point? I can assure you, no, you don't. That's why you are still complaining. You came to VG last month. Oh God, make a way. Anything that is standing against my way, let it die. And God said, there's an Uzziah in your life. There's an Uzziah.
Oluwa wa wi pe Uzziah kan tin be ninu aye re o.
Let's remove the Uzziah.
Le eje akoko yanju re ka mu ko lo na na.
So that you can see me.
Ko ba le ri mi.
And that Uzziah is the one feeding you.
Taya yi gan ni ambo.
Because you are a prophet, Uzziah. That's why it shocked me when I see prophet bragging on the stage.
Oh man, Kamilara Timbari, I want to leave. You want come gamble lori pepe. You want gamble lori pepe.
It means there's an Uzziah you are still seeing.
In yani wipe Uzziah can't see one better sinri.
And interestingly, until that Uzziah leave, God will not reveal himself. You know, Isaiah had written chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. Everybody said he's a great prophet.
Isaiah lati ori kini titi de ikarun gbogbo eniyan lori pe awo oli nla ni.
Until chapter 6.
Nbo wa de ori kefa.
When he now saw God.
Nbo wa ta ngba ti wa ri Oluwa.
God removed Isaiah.
Olorun mu Isaiah kuro.
He wrote another 60 chapter of the Bible.
60 ko ori Bibeli ogota mi.
So it that 60, if Isaiah had died in chapter 6.
We will
have said he's a good prophet.
Not
knowing that,
he
still there's a bigger revelation in chapter 9.
Which says a
son is given
unto us.
God wouldn't have given him a messianic prophecy if he had not taken away Uzziah in chapter 6.
Olorun iba ti fi han omo Oluwa gbalawa han to ba se wi pe Isaiah o ti ku ni ori ke.
No wonder.
Abajo.
In chapter 31, Isaiah said in verse 1, woe unto them who go to Egypt for help.
Pẹ̀lú Isaiah fi wí ní orí kọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n wí pé ìgbẹ́ni fún àwọn tó lọ sí Íjíbítì fún ìrànlọ́wọ́.
Because they have multitude of horses.
Nítorí wọ́n ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹṣin.
Oh, Isaiah wouldn't have told us in chapter 40 to tell us that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ìgbà máa lè ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ láti sọ fún wa ní orí ogójì wí pé ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá dúró de Olúwa ọ̀tún agbára wọn ṣe.
He wouldn't have been able to tell us in chapter 43:18-19, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it?
Òní ìgbà máa lè ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ fún láti sọ fún wa ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàlélógójì ẹsẹ̀ orí kẹtàlélógójì ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjìdínlógún àti ìkọkàndínlógún.
He wouldn't have been able to tell us in chapter 54 and 17 that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper.
So that only the sheshetu that is of one we only carry Lenny our daughter and say that the logo we pay for so we got county as a seal.
He wouldn't have been able to tell us in chapter 60, arise and shine, for thy light has come.
So see Nilo sheshetu that is of one we ori ogoji wi pe ni ori ogota wi pe dide tan imole nitori imole re de.
You have been able to tell us in chapter 61.
Iba ma le so fun wa ni ori okokan le ni ogota.
He was speaking in chapter 61 from verse 1.
Nigba to soro ni alati ese kini ogota.
Revealing the deep mysteries of God.
To tumo ijinle Olorun.
Chapter 62.
Ori kejilelori.
In chapter 61, he was telling us how Jesus is anointed. He said, for the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good tidings.
Orí kọkànléní ọgọ́ta ló ti sọ fún wa bí a ti fi ẹ̀mí àmì òróró na Jésù Kristì pé ẹ̀mí ọlọ́run Jehovah ń bẹ lára àmì
òfin
mi láti lè wá sí ìyìn rere.
He wouldn't have been able to tell us in chapter 62 verse 1, for Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet until my righteousness is exalted.
Ìgbà máa ní ṣeéṣe fún láti sọ fún wa ní orí kejìléní ọgọ́ta pé nítorí ti Sioni èmi kì yóò dákẹ́, àti nítorí Jerusalem èmi kì yóò sinmi títí tí a ó fi gbé òdodo rẹ̀ ga.
In chapter 66, he said, where is the house you have built for me?
Ní ọ̀rẹ́ fẹ̀ kẹ́.
Where is the house?
Orí kẹrin dé ní àádọ́rin ó wá wípé ọkàn mi yìí wà.
He will have died in chapter 6. We will say he fulfilled purpose. But he fulfilled purpose without seeing God.
Boba jeko ti ku ni ori kefa ni aba so wi pe o mu ayan mo se sugbon ko mu ayan mo se ninu Oluwa.
So we established the first point that the first thing is to understand God, understand his principles and patterns.
Akoko ti an fidi mule ni wi pe agbodo ni imoye Oluwa. Mo ilana ati igbese re gbogbo.
And is it not interesting that the scripture tells us clearly? Praise the Lord.
Ije ko wa se yebiye wi pe ti bibeli sile fi idi re mule fun wa gbangba.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is it not very interesting that the Bible make it very clear?
ṣe àdínkù òjẹ tó wu ni pípé bíbélì tilẹ̀ tàn mọ́lẹ̀ sí dáadáa.
He said he made known his ways to Moses.
Pé ó fi ọ̀nà rẹ̀ hàn fún Mose.
But he made his act known to the children of Israel.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó fi ọkàn rẹ̀ hàn fún àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì. Àwọn ìṣe rẹ̀ hàn fún àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì.
Gúgúrú ànẹ̀fà mana.
Oúnjẹ. To just for them to eat, to wine and dine.
And that's what he showed the children of Israel.
Àwọn nǹkan tó fi hàn àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì nìyẹn, àwọn nǹkan tí ó lè ṣe.
But he didn't show that to Moses. He showed Moses his ways.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìyẹn kọ́ ló fi hàn Mose o, ọ̀nà rẹ̀ gangan ló fi hàn Mose.
That's why.
Ìdí yẹn nìyẹn.
God spoke to him mouth to mouth, eye to eye.
Tí Ọlọ́run fi bá a sọ̀rọ̀ ní ẹnukẹnu àti ojúkojú.
No wonder.
Abájọ.
He saw God.
Orí Ọlọ́run.
No wonder.
No abájọ.
When Mary and Aaron wanted to be bragging that they are also prophets, God said, "Shut up." Every other prophet I speak to in the dream or visions once in a while, he said, but Moses saw me eye to eye. I am jealous about this man because I have shown him my way. He knows me, he understands me.
Abájọ, nígbà tí Miriam àti Aaroni tí wọ́n fẹ́ máa ga pápẹ́ kò ní làwọn náà tí Olúwa wí pé kí wọ́n gbé ẹnu wọn lọ́wọ́, ó mọ̀ ṣe mọ̀ mí, èmi sì mọ̀, mo bá sọ̀rọ̀ ní ojúkojú àti ẹnukẹnu.
If you don't hear anything I say here tonight,
tí ò bá gbọ́ nǹkan nínú tí mò ń sọ níbí lálẹ́
yìí, you must find out who God is. Know him. Know him. Understand his reason. Sometimes the best way for him to prosper you is to take away every money you have laid your hands on.
Ohun wa gbọdọ̀ mọ̀ wípé ó gbọdọ̀ wá ọ̀nà láti mọ Ọlọ́run, láti ní ìmòye rẹ̀, nítorí wípé ọ̀nà tí ó fi lè dí pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ ni láti mú nǹkan tí ó ń pè ní owó pro.
Point number two, I said it.
Ẹ̀kejì tí mò ń sọ.
In part two.
Ní abala kejì.
I said.
Mo pe
calm down.
Ẹbẹ̀ jẹjẹ.
Let him be the Lord. No, don't be the Lord.
Jẹ́ kí ó jẹ́ Olúwa, ìwọ má jẹ́ Olúwa.
Some of you have like 10 bottles of anointing oil in the house now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yín lẹ ní àwọn ìgò anointing oil tó fẹ́ tó mẹ́wàá nílé.
Each anointing oil has different case to settle.
Àwọn anointing oil kọ̀ọ̀kan fún àwọn ojúṣe kọ̀ọ̀kan láti yanjú.
Headache, carry this one, carry this one.
Orí bá ti ń fọ, èyí ni ó gbé.
Stomach pain, this is from Ikeji, carry this one, carry this one.
Èyí ni kò gbé ní òṣìṣẹ́ fún.
You want to sell market, this one is from Ede, carry this one.
Ọjà òyà dáadéé àdọ́tí ọ̀lẹ́ eléyìí ni ó lọ fún.
You already know the solution to all your problems.
Ó ti mọ gbogbo ọ̀nà àbáyọ sí ìṣòro rẹ.
Then you don't need God.
Ó wà nílò Ọlọ́run mọ́nu o.
It's not the Lord.
Kì í ṣolúwa nìyẹn.
He's interested in everything about your life part time.
Only only all who Ọlọ́run láti wà ní ìṣàkóso gbogbo nínú ayé rẹ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
I gave you an example of my friend who died, a prophet.
Mo fún wa ní àpẹẹrẹ wòlíì ọ̀rẹ́ mi kan tó kú.
We are supposed to travel out together, we have a meeting.
Àjọ ó yẹ ká jọjọ lọ sí ìlú ọba lákòókò kan tá a ti pàdé.
And I said, Lord, are you in this journey? God said, don't go.
Ó wá ní Olúwa, ǹjẹ́ ó wà nínú ìrìn àjò yìí, Olúwa ní má lọ.
And after I missed that journey, another journey came. A 2 months later, God said, go that one. I went to that one.
Lẹ́yìn tí mi ò lọ tàkọ́kọ́, ìmí ìtún yọjú ní oṣù méjì lẹ́yìn rẹ̀, Olúwa ó ní kí n máa lọ, mo sì lọ.
But the one my friend went to.
Ṣùgbọ́n èyí tí ọ̀rẹ́ mi lọ.
And the Lord said, don't go.
Tí Olúwa sọ fẹ́ mi pé má lọ o.
They shot him. Somebody just removed gun.
Ẹnìkan kan yọ̀bọ̀n lápò náà ni ló bá sì lámọ gbòòsà.
And he died.
Ó bá kú.
Ṣíkẹ́ná.
Ó parí náà nù.
If it's going to be the Lord over your life.
Tí ó bá máa jẹ́ Ọlọ́run lórí ayé rẹ̀.
I told you in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Mo sọ fún wa nínú ìwé òwe orí karùn-ún. Nínú ìwé òwe orí karùn-ún. Ó sì kẹta ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún. Ó wí pé gbé ọkàn ní trust in the Lord. Gbé ọkàn rẹ lé. Má gbé ọkàn lé.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I go to meeting like this.
Mo ma nlo si awon ipade bi iru eyi ni igba miran.
The Lord want me to prophesy.
Olorun wa si wi pe o no fe ki so tele.
And then I will prophesy and prophesy and prophesy and go.
Tele bo ti ni ki so won so so won si lwa ti so. Nigba mi.
I want to prophesy.
Ohun le fe so so tele.
Because the people there want me to prophesy.
Tori pe baya awon eyan to wa nbe te nre ti so tele.
And the Lord didn't want to me to prophesy.
Olorun wa si.
I will teach and leave.
Won si ko eko ti Oluwa fi fun mi njo na won si lo.
Sometimes
nigba miran
there are sick people all over the meeting.
Mo bi te mari opolopo eniyan ninu ipago pade
that are sick.
Ti won ti won sai san.
And my passion, compassion want to move me to lay hands and pray for them.
E kan lo inu mi fele fetsi mi lati lo gbo wole won gbadura.
But the Lord,
sugbon Oluwa,
the one in charge of me,
ele to ni idari lori aye mi.
If he didn't say go and lens, who am I to do that? I just watch them and say, Lord, you know they are here, show them mercy and I go.
Ti ko ba so ti o ba fe ki nlo ta wa ni mi lati le lo mo so so fun eni to wa ni charge aye mi pe Oluwa sanu re han won.
So make him the Lord.
Fiche Oluwa.
Let me give you an example now.
Eje fun alapepe.
How many of us want to go to America? Let me see you.
Awa melo la fe lo lu oyinbo. Awa wa loke.
You see the problem?
Jari di tisoro wa bayi.
You are the Lord of your life.
You wa ni Oluwa ori aye re.
Why do you want to go to America? Why?
Kilo de to lo si America.
Why do you want to go? Why? You have decided now that you must go to America.
Oh, take me no pay. Oh, do law America.
And God told Isaac, stay here, don't go.
Oluwa si so fun. Oluwa so fun Isaac pe ma lo joko bi.
So even geographically, you are the Lord over your life.
You
choose where to go. You choose where to reside.
No.
Tonight,
lale
ye. It's just, God bless you. It's just a short message I want to share. To make my point number three. In a bit to understand God, you must know that two things are working with him all the time. He created darkness and the light. He created light. He created good. He created bad. He created law. He created grace. He created death. He created life. He created heaven. He created earth. He created hell. He created paradise. He created hot. Hot.
Hot.
He created cold.
O si da tutu.
Men.
O da okunrin.
Women.
Ati obinrin.
Morning.
O da owo.
Morning.
O da aro.
Night.
O si da asale.
Even the cross is two sides.
Igbele bugan. O abala meji lo ni.
There is the left hand of the cross.
O ni owo osi.
Where the thief was staying.
Nigbati ibi ti o
right hand. So God himself can be understood with these two guiding principles.
He
is a father.
O je baba.
And he is a God.
O si je Oluwa.
The father part of him.
Baba iwo wa si baba inu re.
Make him relate with us.
Olomu ko ba wa lo po dara dara.
The God part of him.
Ije Olorun ninu re.
Is the unquestionable part of him.
Oni aigbodo bi ti be ninu re.
He is the savior.
oni olugbala.
But it's the Lord.
O na si ni Oluwa.
That's why we say you give your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
Diri ti a fi so wi pe o godo fi fun Jesu gege bi Oluwa ati olugbala re.
But most people only stay under the umbrella of Savior. They are not interested in the other umbrella of the Lord.
Ọpọlọpọ lo n duro ni abẹ abori ti pe o je olugbala ti ara ko tile wu won lati de odo bi ti Oluwa.
You know, I told you God is insisting that we need to understand and know him.
Je mo pe mo tin so fun wa wi pe Olorun tenu mo wi pe a gbodo mo ka mo oye re.
The Lord of Lords.
Gege bi Oluwa Oluwa.
If you don't know him, we can't place him where he belongs.
Si a o ba mo a o ni le fi si ipo re.
So let me help you on how to know him.
Ege ki ran wa lowo lati le mo.
Are you interested in that?
Se ani mo o tun mo wa ninu lati mo.
Because it's not enough to be shouting and saying you need to know God, you need to know God, know God, know God. It's because you don't know God. We have been saying that we don't know God. Teach us how to know God.
Nitori pe ko to nikan ti eyan mo wi pe o mo Oluwa, o mo Oluwa tin to se pataki ko mo Oluwa tin pariwo. Sugbon eje ko wa lati le mo Oluwa.
You will know him even from today and so in Jesus' name.
Amen. Awo mo lati oni lo ni oruko Jesu.
Say better amen.
Esa ni dada. Amen.
For you to know him as the Lord.
Mo e lati le mo bi Oluwa.
Absolute honor is required. There is so much hypocrisy in the church. When I come into the church now, as a pastor, all of you are expecting me to kneel down first. That's when I'm spiritual to you.
When
you return back from the office, do you do that at home? Do you kneel down like that?
So man kunle lati se be fun Oluwa.
When you return from your work,
to ba ti bi ise de.
When you return from the market,
oja de.
If you return from the church, do you remember to kneel down the way you kneel down in front of the whole congregation?
So ma ranti lati le kunle bo se kunle gege be ni waju gbogbo eyan.
Hypocrisy.
Agabagebe.
Prayer points.
Imagine awon koko adura.
But I will teach you what God is expecting. It's easy now to pray and shout, Oluwa, Oluwa. When you go back home, do you do the same?
Olorun bayi lati gbadura pariwo, ṣugbọn gba ti enikankan wa ba dele, nje a nse be.
In order to know him as the Lord of Lords,
a
requirement of absolute honor is expected.
Honor.
God demands your honor.
Olorun reti ko bu ola fun.
He wants you to honor him with your life.
O fe ki e fi aye re bu ola fun.
Some of us, God is just one of those things.
Olorun wa se la mu Olorun bi pe ara won kan yoku na ni.
That's why I told you that there is two parts to God you need to learn.
Nti ti mo fi so fun wa wi pe abala meji Olorun la gbodo ko lati.
You must know the father part of God.
Jide baba wa.
Then you must understand him as the God, the supreme unquestionable part.
Ben lati gbodo ni moye re wi pe o ni Olorun o to eni to ga julo ti a ki bi lejo.
The campaign of us not living the life of sin will never make any sense if you don't know what I'm saying.
Ti wa ba se ipologo pe a o gbe ife aye ese oni tumo ti aba mo ti mo so yi.
Let me give you an example.
E je kin fun alapere.
At a point in time in my life,
ni apo ikorita kan ni aye mi,
I was battling with lust.
Mo era ja ijakadi.
I was battling with it.
Mo ba ijakadi gidi.
Me as a person, ordinarily, I don't want to lust.
emi fura ra mi ko wu mi ki ma se fe ku fe.
So I said the reason
wa wo wi pe edi re
is because
oni pe
there is a window where I am the one alone.
Pe ugo e fere se kan wa to je pe emi nikan.
And those period when I am alone
ni mo ma nwa nbe da akoko ti wa je emi nikan ye,
then lost come inside.
Ni awon ife ku fe yi ma nwa.
Let me tell you how I deal with it.
Bawo ni mo wa se lo ni mo se yanju e je so fun wa.
You see when I got to the house
tin ba ti wa dele
alone,
no ma so
I was not even buried alone.
Gbe emi nikan iko ni mo wa nle.
I'm the only one.
Okay, emi nikan ni mo wa nle.
I was not married.
No, insisti igbeyawo.
So you know what I did?
Se wa mo nti mo ma nse.
I became conscious of God around me.
Mo wa mu imoye Olorun wa si okan mi pe o nbe ntosi.
So when I enter the house,
ni ma ti wa wo nu ile.
I'm prostrate.
Won wa do bale.
E kule sir.
Daddy? Good afternoon, sir.
When I'm going out, I say, so I'm going to the town now. I'll be back very soon. I know you are here and I know you follow me, but I need to recognize your presence here first. So I was speaking like a madman to an invisible God, but lo and behold, that was the solution. Because I became conscious that God was in the room with me.
Omo imolara iwalaye Olorun ni bi gogo ti mo wa ninu ile ba ti mo ro popo mi nikan yen mo mu wa ti ojuse ni gogo igba bi mo ba n wole bi ma tin jade Oluwa mo gbodo ko lafun yin ki to lo so ti je pa jo n lo ni iyen ni Olorun ti se ogun yen.
You see, the lordship mentality is what will make you to get closer to God.
Imoriri bi pe iwalaye re gbege bi Olorun si okan ni o je ki o le ni imoye re.
Let me help you clearer.
Olowo die.
From morning till night.
Lataro dale.
What is your thought about the God you serve?
Kini erogba okan re si Olorun to nsin?
How many of us think about God from morning till night?
Amelo la ronu nipa Olorun lati aro ti ale.
You see where the problem is?
Ta unti wa ni ti wa ha baba yi.
If you have a wife,
to ba ni yawo,
or a husband,
aboko,
and you don't think about them at all from morning till night,
so ti e wa ni ronu nipa ti won lataro ti ti le fi shu,
you won't have any plan for them.
Oh, ni penu kankan fun won o.
That's how you are relating with God.
You
don't have him in your mind.
Oh, ni irungba re ni okan re.
And so when there is problem, you call on him.
Nigba ti wahala ba de, o wa sese pada lo pe.
No, he won't answer.
Oni le down.
No.
Rara.
The only time you remember me is when you are in trouble.
Akoko kan soso to ma nranti mi na ni igba to ba wa ni osoro.
No, it can't work that way.
Oni le sise beyen.
So as God,
gege bi Oluwa,
a demand for absolute honor is required.
O bere fun ola to gaju to rin do lowo wa.
He was speaking in the book of Malachi chapter 4.
Mo soro ni iwe Malachi ori kerin.
He said, if I'm your father,
so je pe ti mo ba je baba re,
where is my honor?
Ola mi ada.
And you remember when Jesus Christ was teaching us the pattern of prayer?
Je a ma ran ti ru ati Jesu nko wa nipa oro adura.
Look at the greatest part of the prayer.
E wo adura bi agbon to gaju nbe.
Please shout hallelujah as you hear.
Hallelujah.
You see what I'm saying? No problem. You have time to listen to the CD again. You will understand what I'm saying better.
A ni anfani lati gbo awon oro yi ninu ero ta ka sibe.
The greatest formula.
Awon na baba yo ta le loju.
That Jesus recommended in the place of prayer.
Ti Jesu to fe bidi e mole ninu adura.
His honor.
O na ni ola.
Matthew 6.
Iwe Matthew ori kefa.
From verse 9, I believe, or we check from the book of Luke chapter 11, we can find the same thing. Luke 11:1, Matthew 6 from verse 8, I think.
Luke 11:1.
Bi o tin gbadura. Yes.
Bi o ti dake okan ninu awon omo eyin re wi fun pe Oluwa ko wa bi ati gbadura.
Bi Johanu
si ti ko awon omo eyin re. O si wi fun won pe nigbati eyin ba gbadura. E ma wi pe
baba wa tin be ni orun.
Number 1, eri pe baba kan wa lorun. Yes.
Ya life is in heaven. Ki a bowo fun oruko re.
Hallowed be thy name.
Ki joba re de.
Yes.
Ife ti re ni ki a se.
Yes.
Bi a tin se ni orun.
Otito. Before you ask for angel joe at all.
Ko to bere for the daily bread.
Baba wa tin be na.
Our Father which is in heaven.
Hallowed be your name. You the King of Kings. You are the Messiah. You are the healer. If you have not kept me alive today, I
won't
even have a chance to talk to you. Omnipotent God.
Hallowed
be thy name. How many times are you hallowing his name?
I am Bamelo, you feel laughing for a year.
I'm not a deliverance minister, so I won't teach you demon.
I mean, you say.
Honor. The greatest part of those prayers is to honor him first. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. All I have said is nothing of request. It's you honoring God. So when you come to the place of prayer, go to verse 10. Look at what Jesus is saying. If you succeed in recognizing God as your Father, as the Lord, the honor of you, the honor of you. What you need to do is not to remind him what to give you to eat. No, you don't need to remind him first. Don't bombard him with your needs. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. I want to go to America, but your will be done. I want to take this job, but your will be done. I want to eat this
food,
but your will be done. Your will, oh God. Not my will. How many times have you asked him of his will? Then he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth and in heaven. After you have done that, give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. That's not the beginning of the prayer. You can't ask him for daily bread if you have not acknowledged him as a father. And if you say it's your father, Malachi chapter 4, he said, if I'm your father, where is my honor? Show me the honor. Because if you want to pray to me as your father, you must hallow my name. The understanding of ownership is important. The Lord owns me and everything I own. This is the secret of the fathers.
Ashiri baba na o baba ni.
That I know. This is the secret of the fathers.
Ashiri awon baba ni.
They learn to honor God.
Won fe ma bo la fun Olorun.
Honor God.
Did you see my father? When daddy come on stage, he will start, look at him, he will start dancing like a baby boy. He's honored. He knows the secret. I'm telling you now what he's doing.
He's allowing God. You want prayer. He knows the secret. I'm telling you now. God is not indebted to you.
He's
not obligated to answer your prayer by force. He answers it when he chooses
to.
But this is a formula. If I'm your father, the meaning of father is source. Thank you. That's the meaning of father. If I'm your source, where is my honor?
Ola mi ada.
I'm praying that you will go back home today and start applying this formula. The sense of ownership that God owns me is my Lord.
He's the Lord.
It will help you to acknowledge him.
The
reason why you are behaving anyhow you like is because you think you own your life. And that's why you are fighting a lot of battle everywhere until the day you realize that the battle is not your own, it's of the Lord. Victory will never come. The Lord of Lords means you acknowledging him as the owner.
Oluwa wo Oluwa o je mi mo riri re re bi Oluwa ninu aye re.
And how do you do that?
Bo lo se ma wa mo
to give him absolute honor.
Bo se se ni wipe wa fi gogo ola fun
in everything you do.
Ninu gogo nto ba nse
you first. You remember mommy was telling us day before yesterday about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know what Jesus said? Father, is it possible that you take away this cup from me? Sir, I'm sorry. Let thy will. That's what we are saying. Even Jesus was waiting for the Father's will, not his own will. You are the one who wants your daughter to be a nurse by fire, by force, because nothing is good. Ha! What about the will of America?
Because you are the Lord.
So, some hundred. Make something very simple and clear. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence. Complaining. Come before his presence. Murmuring. Come before his presence, shouting at him. Come before
before his presence demanding from him. Come before his presence requesting from him. That's your prayer style.
If
it is the Lord, you won't talk in that way.
Oh, ne basoro.
You know, we've lost reference of God. Arrogance has taken up our prayer.
Arrogance.
God, you
must answer.
He pay. Nonsense. Who are you talking to?
Talo, basoro, what type of calling?
We are talking of God. Only you can pay.
Answer or Oluwa.
No reference.
Osi bola fun.
If that guy can kneel down before he pray for you, why are you shouting at God?
Ni baba ba le pole kan to gbadura fun o kilo de ti wo pariwo mo oluwa
much pride
awon ise daru
se for the Lord again
ko si ipo ola fun oluwa yi mo
for the Lord again
ani ipo ola
fun awon boss are the one commanding God
o wa tin pa lase fun
oluwa wedding yen
Lord
November 22 ni o
November 26.
Who are you talking to? You ask for him? There's no reference again. You go to the presence of God and you say, Lord, I worship you. God bless our mothers of blessed memories. When they come, Oshubarele up for me. Oshubarele. When they do that to our fathers, they know that our mothers need something.
Our baba na ti mo pe awon nkan gbodo jabo iya nbere nkankan.
See, if your prayer is more important to you than the honor that God asked for,
ti o ba wa je wipe adura ti e lo se pataki si oju ola ti Olorun bere fun lo,
he will answer you.
Ko ni de Olorun o.
Let's go. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before him, his presence with singing.
E je ka lo si eni waju re pelu orin.
Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Till there's only you. Let every other name fade away. Yeah.
Holy Spirit. Much love of me, endless love. Nothing is worth to satisfy. Jesus, God above, no one can dry. We sing all your praise. He's ever to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Of words trying to describe you. Elohim, Elion, Allah Shelemi. Greatness is all I see. There is me, you are me. There is no mountain you can. Please go with me. I thank you because you have answered me. In Jesus' name, I pray. He can't eat your worship and deny you. No, he can't. Because the Bible says, Psalm 100. Talk to his presence with singing. Talk to his presence with singing. See, anytime you come to God and you didn't worship, you know why? Because we don't stand to talk to a king. Enter his palace. I am going now. You follow me.
Go tell me in battle law.
And make sure.
Go sit over the daddy pay.
If you cannot talk to any of Ife like that,
if you can put up and bow on your feet,
why are you making demand on God?
Sorobe, why are you not going to bow on Sorobe?
I was in on his palace.
Oh, wa laughing on him.
You know, we were just asking funny questions.
I want very, can't see you panilering.
And we say, why can't we shake you, Oni?
Baba, kilo de ta le pa yin lowo gan.
He said because you don't shake a king.
Ah, tori pe eyan o ki n pa oba lowo ni.
6 feet.
Ese mefa.
You have to sit down on the floor. He will sit on the throne.
Oh,
you will sit down, you will sit on the floor to talk to him.
But God, you can talk anyhow. Put, no, please go back to whatever I tell you. And you can approach the king of this world anyhow. And he is the Lord of lords.
Oni se se fun e lati le lo doju ko oba aye yi bo se hun e bawo wa ni Oluwa awon Oluwa.
I am telling you in 2021 Bethel Convention.
Mo so fun o ninu Bethel Convention do 2021.
If you want to relate with God,
ti o ba fe ba Olorun ni ajo se.
If you want your prayers to be answered,
fe adura re ko di gbigba.
You must bury your arrogance and ignorance.
O gbodo te ko teri aimokan ati se garu re ba.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Listen. Let's celebrate that is inside the house. Come on, celebrate.
You are
welcome, sir. The Lord bless you, darling.
Ayo, abawa noluade. Kanye oluade ye wan.
You see? You see my message? He need to talk to God first before he talks to you.
Jari wan ba.
By the order.
Oh, I'm talking to Allah.
Come to His presence.
We're
singing. If you get to on your feet first, now you be here. Bunguru, bunguru,
bunguru.
Is that correct?
One little,
Baba jijire abuse buse e baba la ni kan ni ba ma jire eni ba wo ku eni ba wo ku baba jijire ani abuse buse. Why? Because that's the order.
They are doing that to give him that bola fun.
Can I shock you?
Check him with me, because
one of the major reasons your prayers have not been answered. It's because you forgot that somebody owned you, which is the Lord. The Lord means master.
O ti gbagbe pe enikan lo ni o ti se Oluwa ani Oluwa nje oga.
You know, let me tell you the truth. The original status we bear is that we are servants. He's the master. If a servant is not talking to his master anyhow,
see, Yoruba wa so fun oga re to ba soro sapa lasan.
I love Yoruba people. I love Yoruba people.
Mo feran awon eyan Yoruba.
Yoruba says,
Yoruba npe,
when a servant begin to behave like a son,
pe ti omo ba di eru ba ti bere si sese omo,
then they will tell him the history.
Oh, wa fi o wa patan fun.
Yes, you came here as a slave.
Wa eru lo ba wonu le yi o.
Let me round up, because that is here. He says, serve the Lord with gladness.
Oni esin Olorun pelu inodidon.
Forget your problem.
Bagbe isoro re.
Serve with gladness.
O sin pelu inodidon.
Come before his presence with singing.
Wa si waju re pelu orin.
If you will not bow down to worship God, don't waste your time calling upon him.
Ti o ba wa ni wa ti waju Oluwa ko jiyin fun. Bagule fa koko re sofun.
Because he is the Lord.
Nitori pe oni Oluwa.
He is the Lord.
Oni Oluwa.
Let's learn in this convention this year.
Ni odun ipago yi lodun yi.
God is not your mate.
Eje ka ko wi pe Oluwa ki sakebe wa o.
Let me tell you something. The people who are working with me now, they will tell you how many times I've told them. One of the things I learned from Daddy. In those days, when we finish vigil, our generator is behind the church here. Maybe we are tired, everybody slept off, and then, you know, wake up, go and do some chores. When Daddy come back in the afternoon,
I said to him,
without covering it, Daddy will say, ah, baga. That's Daddy's language. Baga.
You don't know God.
What is that? Mono lori oro generator.
And I'll be thinking, you don't know God on generator issue.
He now said to us one day, he said, anything you consecrate for God must be carefully handled.
No, God, you're about to yes, so, dúró tó agbọdọ̀
tọwọ́tọwọ́. Let's go back as I conclude. Come to his presence with singing.
I was saying no, see what you read.
Forget your problem, be glad. Don't come if you are not going to praise him. Verse 4. Okay, verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, the master.
Yeah, you come out.
The Lord is the master.
Only on
that the master is God.
Only Allah.
It is He that had made us.
Only Odawa.
Not we ourselves. It is He that made you.
Only Odawa.
Not you yourself. Look at it. And not we. He said we are His people. And the sheep of his pasture. Any sheep who forget the shepherd.
It's
about to perish. I'm teaching you something today. The consciousness of God. That is the Lord, we must be conscious of his
lordship.
It will help us in two ways. It will remind us that the ways of our Lord is that we must run away from sin. Number 2, it will give us peace of mind on any situation we are going through, because it is not, we don't own ourselves, he's the master. He will take care of us and take care of our problem.
His
will must prevail. Once we succeed in honoring God as the Lord, and what he says is final. Every other thing God creates will honor us. The reason why things have not honored us on earth is because we have not honored God. Put into his position as the Lord. Honor him with your life. Be conscious of him. And then every other thing will open to you. That is here, I need to honor you. Can we rise on our feet? Pray one more prayer and then I drop the microphone. Say, Father,
Baba,
I am sorry for not putting you in your position as my Lord. There's no doubt many of us have accepted Jesus as our Savior. No, as our Savior. We know him as Savior. Because we don't want to go to hell. But we have not known him as the Lord. Because he's as a Lord, his will must prevail. Say, Father, I am sorry. From today, I repent. I'm returning back to you as your sheep. You are the shepherd. You are the Lord. I am the servant. Open your mouth and talk to him. In the name of Jesus, talk to him.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.